we are excited about the global recognition because it puts a spotlight on what SolarFreeze is doing to provide refrigeration and cooling to off-grid communities. We are excited about it because we are providing a solution to communities that need it, not only in Kenya, but across Africa. If they need access to cooling for vaccines, medicine, and perishable produce, this award puts a spotlight on our work, and we are excited about it. SolarFreeze was started in 2016 to provide access to refrigeration and cooling to off-grid communities, whereby our main product is solar-powered refrigeration as a service. Currently, we are working in Kenya, and our main product is in northeastern Kenya as well as eastern Kenya, whereby we have access to refrigeration and cooling as a service, where communities pay as little as 0.01 cents per day to access our cold storage system.
What are some of the key actions that communities like the ones you work with in northern Kenya and nations such as Kenya can take to reduce the harm from climate change?
Where communities can take their money next to their communities. So, for example, people should be focused on where their produce is coming from. They should focus on local production and local consumption, so promote local farmers so that the carbon footprint is reduced. Focus on local grassroots farmers and promote them.
We know the cause. We know wealthy nations aren't really going to address the needs of developing economies. So what can communities, non-profit organizations, and businesses, as well as governments, do in their own countries to help citizens?
I think the most relevant action is to work with grassroots organizations such as SolarFreeze, whereby they work with organizations that are working with communities. It's easier to create an impact instead of parachuting an impact from abroad. Because community already knows their problem, local organizations can work to enhance those solutions. So that's why I think governments, NGOs, and the private sector should work with grassroots organizations.
What are some of the steps that governments and individual citizens themselves need to take to mitigate the effects of climate change?
The most relevant step for government and individuals is to promote local production and local consumption, whereby if countries are self-sustainable, they can create their own source of produce. For example, SolarFreeze is working with local farmers because we think that we are providing a solution to preserve produce and preserve medications. If this value chain is within countries and governments and organizations support it as well as individuals, I think we can scale this further.
Finally, what is your call for world leaders and communities as they gather for this year's Climate Change Summit in Glasgow later this month?
My call for world leaders as well as communities is that we only have a few years to make the world better. And if we do not, there's no turning back. So let's make it now or never. Let's make the change now.